Eight races at Geelong today on the synthetic course, and we've got Ray Huxley with us to preview. How are you, Ray?
I'm very well, thanks, Nav.
Look, we're on the synthetic course today with the eight races. How did you find the program?
Not bad. It's a typical Friday meeting, on the synthetic track. As I've mentioned before, there's been so much racing on the Geelong synthetic track in recent months that, we've got a pretty good handle on the form now. So, I go into the meeting quite confident.
Well, the first is a three-year-old maiden over the 1,300. You can take out number six. Now we've got number one, Perudis, at 440. Last Vein at 210. 440 for a private edition. Sword of Mercy is at $6.50.
Yeah, pretty open race. Only the six runners. So I think Last Vein might be the improver here with blinkers for the first time today. This filly won a barrier trial back in January and looked terrific, winning a trial at Mooresville Parks by 8 lengths. And then she was a very short price favourite when she made her debut at Murray Bridge and was very disappointing, ran second last in a field of five and was turned out for a spell. Came over here and has had two recent runs on the synthetic. The first up run was good, wasn't fancied at all in the betting, drifted right out from $5 out to $16. And ran quite well, only got beaten less than 2 lengths. And then at second start, it was well in the market, but this time from barrier 11, it just got caught out wide all the way. Ran third, got easily beaten, but it was understandable considering the amount of ground she covered. Much better barrier today. Blinker's first time, I'm putting her on top from number one. Aparo Deuce, who has been placed both its runs, a bit weak, I thought, last start. But it'll go forward from its wide barrier. And then we got the first start of private edition and maybe number five, Sword of Mercy, who might keep on improving. But keen on the three. Three from one, four and five.
Three from one, four and five. Second is a Fillies and Mares maiden over 1,300. Take out four and eight. We've got number five, Written in Rouge, at 480. Graceful Star, 160. Lisette is at five and Once in a Lifetime, 550.
Yeah, Graceful Star, gee, it's short, but probably deserves to be. It has been placed at Flemington down the straight 1,000 metres there behind Crossing the Abbey, was only beaten three and a bit lengths, and has been also placed on the Geelong turf track. It was only a field of three and she ran third, but it was quite a handy run. And the first up run of Geelong the other day, it was slowly away. And Stewart's inquired into the run, actually, but it'll be improved by that. It only got beaten a length and three quarters. Not much of a field, so got it on top, but I think the 160 is far too short. Number five, Written in Rouge. This ran a really good race, first up last preparation, and ran second here on the synthetic. Came from way back in the field to run second, only beaten her neck, and then went out for another a break for a couple of months. Resumes again today. Expect to see it running on strongly. Number seven, Lizette. Both its runs last preparation were okay, and maybe next best number nine. It's very short, this favourite. I'm tipping it on top, but I think it's I wouldn't be taking those short odds. I'd want a little bit better than that. Six from five, seven and nine.
Six from five, seven and nine. We got a race three, take out the six. We've got number three, Finnick, at 370. 260, number seven, No More Bids. And the eight, Sikorsky, is at even money, $2.
Yeah, here I like number eight, Sikorsky. This they must have had a bit of an opinion of this horse because its first start was in a listed race, the Reduced Choice at Caulfield, and it was well in the market too. Didn't do much, was a bit slowly away and never really came into the race. That was back in April and they turned it out for a spell. Resuming today in this maiden, I think it is probably the one to beat. By the same token, it is a pretty handy maiden. Number seven, No More Bids, was a very good run on debut here when it was only beaten less than a length and a half after showing good speed throughout. Number three, Finnick, had good form for his first preparation. He's resuming from a spell. They should fight it out, those three. Next best, maybe number five. But 8 from 7, 3 and 5.
So we go 8 from 7, 3, 5. We look at the next race, which is race 4. And this is over 1,000. We've got number 2, Invincible King, 250. 550 for Honor Relay and Walk the Talk at 225.
Yeah, Walk the Talk. I think this can make it 3 in a row for the host, Dadnick Stable. It's only had the 2 runs. It's been very, very green. But, gee, the second run was a big improvement on the first, and I think it'll keep on improving. 3-year-old girl in by Nakoni, drawn barrier 1 today. It's over-raced badly, its first 2 runs. I think from barrier 1 today, they'll be able to let it slide, and I think it'll get a long way in front. And number 2, I think, is the only possible danger in the race. It gets back and runs on late, so you're probably going to have the leader and the one finishing on strongly. So only 2 chances, I think, in the race. I go 9 from 2. It will be a long way in front on the home turn of the 2. The 9 will be. Then 8 and 3. 9 from 2, 8 and 3.
So 9 from 2, 8 and 3. We then go over to race 5, take out runners 3 and 5. We've got number 1, Reward the Dream, at 9. 4.20, Unshackled, down to Charlie Garcon, 3.90. Conga D'Oro at 3.40 and 9 Clouds 5.50 with Charming Miss at 6.
I think Charlie Garcon is very well placed here. Going back about 4 or 5 runs, well, more than that probably, about 6 or 7 runs, it ran a couple of very good seconds at Sandown over 1,000 metres. They were around about 70 grade and a 64 grade. So, geez, dropping a lot in class here, back to a 58. It's perfectly drawn in barrier 1. Keen on it to beat number 6, Conga D'Oro. Both runs this time in have been sound. Then we go to number 2, Unshackled, and maybe number 7, 9, Clouds. 4, 6, 2 and 7.
So 4 from 6, 2 and 7. We go to race 6 over 2,200. We've got number 1, Exflightations, at $2.90. Then you're down to North Set at 8, 6 for Rebel Rose, and Powers Lookout 9.50 with Pollinator at $6.
Yeah, the top one, he's going really well at the moment, and this is a very handy drop in class. He ran second here in a 64 grade between Tristano 2 starts ago. That was over 1,900, and then he stepped up this mare up to 2,200 last time, and he was at Pakenham on the synthetic. And he was beaten by a pretty handy horse in Valak, who is in rare form at the moment. Valak, he's an Irish import. So I think here he's dropping in class. I know he's got a bit of weight to carry, but she's a pretty she's racing in very good style, and she seems to appreciate the synthetic track. So I've got her on top. Well, Darren Weir's got 3 really good chances in the race, and I put them in the order of 10, 6, 5. So my tips in race 6 are 1 from 10, then 6 and 5.
So 1 from 10, 6, 5 in race 6. We look at race 7 over 1,200, take out the 6. We see number 1, Ballina Clash, at 7.50. Set the bar high, 7.50. Any Given Bend at 6.50. Atlantic Express at 5.50. Walled City at 7.50. And then you've got Garrockan Express at $2.90.
Yeah, I think it might be another win for the host, Dadnick Stable, here with Garrockan Express. I think this might be a pretty handy horse. He's a 3-year-old by Spirit of Doom, and he's only had the 3 starts. He made his debut back in March and showed good speed and then dropped out at Mooney Valley. He then had one more run on that preparation, ran 7th at Bendigo, at Ballarat rather, not too far away, went out for a spell, came back the other day, and gee, he hit the line well, and on the Pakenham synthetic track, he ran 4th. But he only really started to wind up in the last 100 metres. I think he'll be greatly improved by that hit out. I think he might be a pretty promising horse, and this is a very, very weak 58. He's a maiden going into 58 class, but he has got a very good weight advantage over what seemed to be his main danger. So I'm very keen on him to win from number 3, Any Given Blender. He's won 4 races, this bloke, so I think he'll go well here. Number 1, Belinda Cash, he's down in class. He's resuming from his spell. He has raced well fresh in the past, but he hasn't won a race for 2 years. and then maybe to number four. It's a pretty weak race. I think the maiden will win. 10 from 3, 1 and 4.
So we go 10 from 3, 1 and 4, and then to race 8 over the 1,300. Take out runners 5, 8, 11, 13 and the 15. Number 2, Muta Male at 260, 9 for voiceover, Loxwood at 5, and then you're looking at 950 Hot Seats, and Tiller at 950 and Milord at 440.
Very interesting runner here, Muta Mahal. It won its first two starts at Pakenham on the synthetic and at Mooney Valley and looked very, very smart. It was also placed at Flemington back in September last year. And they thought enough of him. He won a barrier trial and they said, right, and they sent him over to Dubai to run in some very good races over there. He failed over there. And then he's come back here. He hasn't raced since March. But back here, if he showed the type of ability he showed as a young horse, then he'll beat this field. Two on top. Number four, Loxwood's won two in a row here. Both have been good wins, racing right on the speed. Then we go down to number 14, Milord. Ran third to Loxwood last time, was really hitting the line well, and maybe next best number 12, resuming from a spell after a debut win. 2 from 4, 14 and 12.
2 from 4, 14, 12. And what about your best roughy quaddy and also your play of the day?
My best is race 7, number 10, Gorican Express. My value is in race 5, number 4, Charlie Garcon. For the quadrilla, I like the first leg, 2, 4, 6, second leg 1, 5, 6 and 10. The third leg I'm only going to take number 10, 1 out, and the last leg 2, 4, 12 and 14. And for a all-up, I'm quite happy to go with race 5, number 4, all-up, race 7, number 10.
Okay, Ray, thanks for that and have a good weekend.
Thanks, mate.